Hello and welcome to the Freelance Heroes podcast. I'm Ed Goodman. Now, Sarah English is a freelancer, like 2 million others in this country and many millions more worldwide. And last year, she asked for help. Doesn't sound very radical. But what is different is that she was incredibly honest about how bad things had got for her business. What made her ask for help? How did she ask it? What were her reservations about the responses she was going to get? And actually, what are the responses she did get? And what impact did it have on her business? It's a really interesting story, and you're going to find out the answer to all of those questions and more when we meet Sarah English. Enjoy. So, we're off to the Midlands today, and I'm delighted to be joined by Sarah English. Hello.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Although we record this at the moment where the heavens have opened outside. So thank you very much for joining us. I talk with quite a few community leaders, but I wanted to chat to you to get your viewpoint from a community member and not just picking up Freelance Heroes. That's not the purpose of this, but the practical way that being part of a community has helped you. But before we get to that, I want to find out a bit more about you. So tell us your story. Introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, I'm Sarah English. My business is Right Idea. I'm a copywriter and social media manager. I began my freelance journey actually with a recruitment franchise, but very quickly realized that wasn't working out. There just wasn't the jobs out there and wasn't the people out there. And so I decided that I love writing, I love the written word, and what better way to honor that, the fact that I can write, is to become a copywriter.
So what made you then, kind of, what were those early steps of freelancing? When did that moment come where you go, do you know what, I'm going to do this for myself?
I came from a corporate sales world. The company that I was working for at the time was bought out, and it just went from bad to worse. I ended up hating it, hated the job, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. So I decided to take voluntary redundancy without really knowing what I wanted to do or where I was going to go. I then went to another company and hated that too, and just kind of realised that actually I didn't want to work for someone else anymore. I didn't want to work in the big corporate world, and I wanted to make my own rules. So it was, I kind of fell into freelancing more than actually planning it, I think. It's which I think most freelancers would say the same.
I like the image it creates, just kind of walking along, tripped over and landed down, fell over as a freelancer. So when you did, you fall into it with a sense of optimism, trepidation? You know, what were those feelings like at the start?
I think at first when I started the recruitment business, I responded to an advert for someone asking for a recruiter, and I didn't really know at the time that it would have been freelance until I had the conversation and the interview and everything. And the lady at the time put up all the funds to set me up as having my franchise. She put all the money into it. She had complete faith in me, and so that I accidentally ended up being a franchise owner. Which is crazy now I think about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you do it?
I don't think it had ever crossed my mind before that I could have been self-employed, that I could go off and do it myself. I just expected that I would end up, you know, working for other people for the rest of my life, because that's the done thing to do. So when the franchise thing came along, I was so excited about it and so excited to think that I could actually do something completely different, and actually, you know, manage it all myself and work for myself. So I had to undergo like quite a lot of training with it, which was fine. and I enjoyed all that. And actually, I did really enjoy having the franchise, but it just kind of gave me a taste of what I really wanted to do, which was the copywriting.
Which is where we are now. So when did you become a freelance copywriter?
Just over a year ago, officially. I've always done copywriting on my jobs anyway, and I've always sort of written a lot of documentations and, you know, corporate contracts and stuff like that. So I was actually quite comfortable writing, and I just thought, well, I love it so much, why aren't I doing it myself? So, and that's where Write Idea was born.
And what was the support like? From your friends and family, were they very supportive? Did anyone try and warn you against it? What was it like?
From my parents' point of view, because they've always worked for someone the whole of their life, I think they were very worried for me. Because the franchise wasn't doing so well, my dad helped me out financially. So, of course, he was really worried, and he didn't think that he thought I should go and get another job and whatever. So, and I'd completely understand that, because if it was my child, I would be exactly the same. My boyfriend, he was absolutely brilliant. He was like, look, you know what you want to do. I'm supporting you. Just go for it. So, you know, I really did have the support. I think everyone was sort of batting for me to win and to make a real sort of go of it. So the fact that it's been absolutely brilliant the last year, you know, it's all thanks to them.
So when you started out yourself, yeah, what do you know now that you wish you knew then?
I don't regret anything that I did. I don't regret starting with a franchise, because if I hadn't have done that, then I wouldn't have had the knowledge to set myself up as a freelancer. I joined Freelance Heroes while I had my franchise. And I didn't really use it all that much. I knew what I had to do and everything. But when it came to me starting my Write Idea, then I found that, you know, I could ask questions if I was worried about something, you know, just putting the posts on there and having the feedback from everyone on Freelance Heroes was, you know, absolutely incredible. So I think what I would have told my then me is to ask for help, because, you know, having like that community around you and that support around you has been, well, it's saved my business.
I think that's ironic, really.
I couldn't have done it otherwise.
No, and that's fair enough. I mean, no freelancer is an island. I mean, it's funny really that you, if there was something, it would be to ask for help, because you did. Now, so we fast forward to May 2019. Yeah. And I remember this vividly because...
Me too.
Yeah, well, I bet. So before we get to the post itself,
yeah,
talk us through what led up to it, those days and weeks leading to the point where... And then it's like a big reveal coming up for anyone listening. What was the post? Well, you're going to have to wait. So tell us what were the days and weeks like leading up to that?
So I was doing my franchise, obviously, in the recruitment. Part of the deal was that if it didn't work out within 3 months, then I would replace the candidate free of charge. So I would go through the whole recruitment process again. And two clients, right at the end of the 3 months, actually one slightly over, then decided that they wanted someone else, which was going to then cost me, like, you know, a lot of work and a lot of time to actually replace those candidates. Whereas we'd had open dialogue the whole of the 3 months, and I knew that they were getting on fine and everything was all hunky-dory. And I just kind of got to a real exasperated kind of point where I just thought, do you know what? This is way too much work for very little comeback. So I just thought, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. You know, I've had enough. Plus, like, as you well know, in my post, I had 66 pence in my bank account.
So this has become quite symbolic. I almost feel like if we have any merch, well, we do have some bit. Well, you've got a T-shirt yourself.
Yes,
but
yeah.
If we have merch to sell, when we have merch to sell at the next Freelance Heroes Day, we should charge £10.66 for it or whatever.
And, yeah.
Just as a, because it's come quite symbolic. So explain why the 66p is so symbolic.
I think it was at that point where I just thought, what do I do? I was completely lost. I really didn't know what to do, where to go, who to ask. You know, I just got to the point where that 66p just broke my heart. It kind of broke me.
So you had 66p left in your bank account.
Yeah.
That was how you, and you know, you, and so you put a post up asking for help.
I did. Yeah, I did.
And I mean, that's quite a brave thing to do, because were you not? And I'm doing a disservice here. It's almost like I'm suggesting that Freelance Heroes, that I was expecting this, and I really wasn't. But when you're putting yourself, because what I want to do is actually trying to remove any of the barriers for anyone else feeling this too.
Yeah.
But when you were you at any point fearful of putting a post like this to say, I've got 66p left in my account, what do I do? Were you fearful of anyone coming back going, well, shut up shop, or you're not a business person, or you should never let yourself get into this? I'm not saying any of those were right.
Yeah,
clearly they were, but were you not fearful that was, you were going to get some responses there?
I never thought about that at the time, actually, no, because I'd obviously been part of Freelance Heroes and I'd seen the posts, and I don't think I've ever seen that sort of response to anyone's post. So I don't think that was even part of it. It was just a real cry for help kind of post. I didn't know or expect, you know, any miracles to happen from it, but I just kind of, I wanted to put myself out there and say, you know, put my hand up, I'm really struggling, what do I do? You know, I felt comfortable going to Freelance Heroes because I knew that at least one person would have been in the position that I was in, and they could understand and advise and help. But in actual fact, the response I got was overwhelming. I couldn't believe it. It blew me away. It really, really blew me away.
So you were feeling quite, I like the fact that, by the way, nature has decided to add some thunder and lightning to this, to the backdrop of this story, just to add some more dramatization to it. My fear is that it kicks out the Wi-Fi at some point, but we'll deal with that if it happens. Anyway, so you were feeling quite low, I think it's safe to say, to the point where you'd thought, actually, maybe I should call it a day.
Oh, yeah.
That low?
Yeah, definitely.
So then you put a post out going, I've got 66p left in my account. What do I do?
Yeah.
So what was the response?
Well, the response was absolutely incredible. I had people sort of like saying, like, you know, have a look at retraining, look at what you really love doing, you know, it's just real like offers of support. Even people, like, even if they couldn't offer any advice, it's like, you know, keep going, you can do this, and just having that kind of support behind me was great. I sat down and I went through every single message and I wrote down all the advice from the messages, and it filled two sides of A4. And what I did was systematically work my way through each and every point and each and every you know, what people were saying and all their advice and everything, and took it on board. I like literally, I sponged it all up because I thought, you know, these guys know what they're talking about. And so rather than just make a list and then just put it to one side, that very same day I started online training to do copyright and social media. So, you know, I think I came out of it feeling so inspired and so geared up. It was like the difference was between night and day. And there wasn't even a question then of me leaving recruitment and going into writing.
So, I mean, it's phenomenal that you had responses. Two A4 sheets of practical solutions is pretty special. Now, you mentioned already that you went and did some online training. So what were the steps that you started to that? What was kind of the next on your list and then the next after that that started to build this up again for you?
So I started with the online training. I mean, writing is something that I've done from a very young age anyway. So that was kind of the natural side of it. Social media, I'd obviously done a lot of my own social media. So, but actually learning how to do e-commerce and all the extra bits that come on top of it, SEO, all that sort of stuff. I'm still not an SEO specialist and would never claim to be. But I started doing all that first to find out the parts of social media and copywriting that I wanted to do. Then I started to develop my own website. And get myself ready, opened a business account and actually got myself sort of physically ready to launch. I decided on a launch date, which was the 22nd of July last year. And just went for it. I mean, before I even launched, I'd already landed myself 4 clients. So, you know, I was good to go by the time I did actually launch. And then since I launched, it hasn't stopped at all.
It's incredible the fact that you've built up from that. But I think, so for me, there's two sides to this. One of which it's the bravery. And I genuinely mean the bravery of putting yourself out there to open how bad things have got, because no one can help you if they don't really know what the situation is. But secondly, you acted on the responses. And that's a massive thing to do because, you know, people can offer you these solutions, but if you do nothing about them, then nothing's going to change. So the fact that you justifiably kind of wrote them all down and then went through each of them is you know, that's a testament to you, Sarah. That's a pretty massive part of this whole process that has then picked you up again.
Thank you. No, so, I mean, I will forever have those notes. You know, maybe one day I'll even frame them. Of course, together with my Freelance Hero t-shirt. because that was how it started. And I can honestly say that I will, you know, say to anyone that if they are struggling, put yourself out there and, you know, let the heroes help you, because these guys know their stuff.
Well, I mean, and again, you know, this is as much, you know, of course, I'm going to come at it from a Freelance Heroes perspective, but this is also about being part of a community in general. So, you know, whether that community is built around a niche or a geographical location, clearly being part of the Freelance Heroes community in your sense is something that has been key parts in giving you the confidence and the tools to, because it's on you, you've built this up, but obviously people have been part of that community has given you the confidence to do that.
Oh God, 100%. You know, I'd go as far as to say that my business wouldn't have survived had Freelance Heroes not been there to support me from the start. And I can genuinely say that because I wouldn't have thought about a lot of the advice that I was given. You know, certainly friends and family wouldn't have given me the same advice because they wouldn't understand. So, you know, the information advice that I got was from people that have been there, that understand, that know. And honestly, I don't think my business would have even have got off the ground had it not have been for Freelance.
So this was in May 2019. We're now in August 2020. One thing that no one could have predicted is the 2020 that we've had. How has the lockdown been for you?
I kind of non-existent for me because I've not stopped working. I've been incredibly lucky that the work is just increasing month on month. The recommendations that I'm getting, the new leads that I'm getting, it just hasn't slowed down at all. It's been constant. So I've been so lucky. And I work from home as well. So actually being locked in the house was kind of no different to how it was before. I've been very lucky in that respect.
So, which is brilliant to hear and you know, quite refreshing. And I don't mean that negatively to all the stories that aren't so positive, because they need to be shared too. But what do you think why do you think it didn't really have the negative impact on you that so many have felt?
I'm hoping it's because I obviously do a good job at what I do.
Oh, I don't doubt that. But also, you know, the clients suddenly don't have the money to pay for it. They don't. Yeah. It's on them, not you.
Well, I lost one client, which was my lowest payer, which is fine. You know, she couldn't go out and do what she needed to do. So there was absolutely no point in me doing a social media for her. So, you know, that's absolutely fine. Now the lockdown's lifted, she's come straight back to me. So, you know, I kind of think, yes, I know that companies were struggling, but I kind of worked with my clients and came up with different plans for them. So if they weren't open, well, what could they do instead? So then we'd look at their website instead, or, you know, so they couldn't, you know, really advertise for, you know, going out on visits and stuff like that, which is what they would do normally. So we looked at the other side of the business instead. So, you know, the websites and, you know, brochures and stuff like that instead. So I literally only lost one client through the whole of it, who has come back now.
And how much has that, well, which is good to hear, and how much has being part of a community helped you since that dark time of May last year? How much has being part of a community helped you through the positive, and also, well, no, I'll get to the second question in a moment.
No, I think sort of I've always stayed a really active member on Freelance Heroes, because I appreciate that I had so much wonderful advice when I started out. I feel like I want to give something back to others, and if I can help in any way, then I do. So I think being an active member is all part of it. I mean, there's a couple of, you know, guys that are on your page, and I'm kind of saying, you know, get more involved, because it's surprising how much actually that you learn yourself, even if you're passing on advice. You know, I read all the comments and I'm like, oh yeah, I never thought about that. So it's a constant learning circle, and that's what I love about it. I mean, I love learning anyway, but I think I'm constantly learning from others. And I think unless you use all those, you know, amazing resources around you, then, you know, you're only doing yourself a misjustice.
I mean, that was my second question, which is how much has that inspired you to help other people? But you've answered that perfectly. And obviously, I've seen that myself in the group as well. You've touched on this yourself, but I guess this is a question as much about if you knew now what you knew then again. But to anyone else who's listening to this, who find themselves in that kind of 66p scenario, if you like, that you found yourself in, what would you say to them?
I would say drop your pride and ask for help. I can't say any more clearly than that. It's, if you sit there and struggle on your own, you will be on your own. But the resources are out there, and just go out there and ask. Put yourself out there. You're not going to be shut down. Put yourself out there and ask for help.
I think there are fewer, more powerful words in this scenario than drop your pride and ask for help. I think that's phenomenal. And it's great to know that you've gone from strength to strength. Yeah. What's the kind of future months look like? I mean, I know we can't predict anything, and heaven forbid we can predict anything this year, but what's the future months looking like for your business?
Well, it's not showing any signs of slowing down, touch wood, which is brilliant. I've started working collaboratively with a couple of other freelancers, a lady who does websites who is absolutely fantastic. I work with a graphic designer. So I'm now, you know, broadening my scope of what I can offer to clients, to be able to, you know, do a lot more than just the copy. So I can start offering packages. So even though I'm doing what I've been doing over the last year, I'm still evolving my business too. So you know, it's moving forward. So it's just getting people that I trust on board that I can work very well with.
Phenomenal. What I like as well is that actually when I private messaged you after that to check you were okay, quite frankly, because you were very honest in your post that you put out there, but you even mentioned then, which you haven't mentioned now, which I think is credit to you, that you even got a bit of work off the back of that post too initially. So it just goes to show, even though you weren't expecting that bit, just exactly how beneficial this can be too. It's a wonderful story, and not because it's Freelance Heroes related, but it just goes to show, and I think I'm going to write those words down and I'm going to repeat them to anyone, which is just swallow your pride and ask for help. It's just such a powerful kind of mantra, but also just great to know that you're the, you know, to speak to you, who's an embodiment of exactly what that can achieve.
Well, yeah, I honestly, the whole last year has been an epic journey, and I'm very excited to carry on with it.
Well, your smile hasn't dropped throughout this call, and I hope that smile doesn't drop from you at all professionally. Suits you well. If anyone wants to find out more or to ask you any more questions, you know, about you or about Right Idea, where should they go?
They can go through my website, Right Idea, as in WRITE idea.me.uk. I'm on Facebook. You can go straight through my personal, so Sarah English. I can happily direct you in any direction. You can normally find me on Facebook, to be honest. I am quite
you can definitely find Sarah in Freelance Heroes, that's for sure.
Yeah, get me through freelance. You can always find me, so yeah.
Sarah, it's been wonderful to I mean, we've chatted online a few times, but it's great to be able to chat to you face to face.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, face to face from my perspective, from anyone listening to this, it's merely audible. But to then kind of hear this story, and I hope it inspires other people to ask for help if they need it too. But thank you so much, Sarah English, for your time.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks again to Sarah there. Swallow your pride and ask for help. Such a powerful mantra, as I said. If you have a story where you've asked for help, or a story where empathy has played such a significant part in helping your business, or a lesson that you're going to take away from this episode and apply to your business, then I'd love to hear them. Please email me podcast@freelance-heroes.com or search for the hashtag freelance heroes across social media. Thanks very much for listening. Until next time, bye for now.